Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. This week got off to a much better start than last week. Last Sunday morning, if you recall, our friend and sister of Deacon Evans died while preparing to go to church. She had a very lovely homegoing service Friday at Greater Blessed Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Waxhaw, which I and several other members were able to attend. We were very glad to see Deacon Meadows this Sunday, who had been dealing with back spasms, not only return, but serve communion. Sister Hawkins continues to ask us to lift her up in prayer as she prepares for another operation this month. Hopefully, this one will get her back to where she wants to be. Both of our associate ministers were back from preaching invitations last Sunday. I am confident that they did a fine job representing the Lord and the church at their respective places. Keep in mind that All Members and Family Day will be this Sunday. Let's get the word out and invite a friend or relative to attend. The Zion Association laymen will meet at Flag Branch at 9:30 on Saturday morning. All men are encouraged to attend. I have accepted an invitation to be the guest speaker for the Pastor Appreciation Service for Reverend James Shine at Philadelphia Missionary Baptist Church on Sunday afternoon on March 18th. Dinner will be served. I hope many of you will be able to join me for this special occasion. I have also accepted an invitation to be the guest speaker at Reverend J.N. Coble's 40th Pastor Anniversary Service on Sunday, April 18th. Together, let's help these churches make these services special for their pastors. Holy Week will begin Wednesday, March 28th. And continue through Friday, March 30th. We will begin at Walker's Grove, and I will bring the message. Thursday, we will be here, and Reverend Sanders will bring the message. And we will close at Belmont, and Reverend Poe will bring the message. Plans for Easter are not quite finalized, so hopefully I will have those plans ready by this time next week. The Union County Countywide Crusade for Christ will be held for the first time here at Flag Branch beginning Sunday, April 8th through Thursday, April 12th. Reverend R.J. Evans, Sr., pastor of Greater Grace Community Missionary Baptist Church in Marshfield, will be the Sunday night speaker. And Reverend Brian Irving, a son of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe, and pastor of Northside Missionary Baptist Church in Durham, will be the speaker for the week. It is an honor and privilege to be able to host this crusade. So let's get ready to receive and be gracious hosts of this long-running event in our county. And now a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Heart Condition. The physical heart is a central part of the human body. And death by heart failure is the number one cause of death in the United States. With well over 600,000 deaths annually. The spiritual heart is the key component of our spiritual selves, and it directs our actions. Failure to love and seek God with all of our heart is the number one reason for spiritual death. It is with our whole spiritual hearts we should seek and love God. In doing so, we will live our lives according to God's will. Many people will be disappointed on that day because while they did and said many good things, they failed to seek and love God with their whole heart. As a result, they will exclude themselves from the good things God has for them because they love someone or something more than Him. God has good thoughts and ends for mankind that can only be realized when our hearts are in the right condition. Well, that's all for now. I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord's will. So until then, blessings and peace.